At least let me get my headphones sorted.
Yeah, it caught you saying that. We're going now.
Oh, we're going now.
See, I play a game at the beginning of the booze to try to try and fool you into when I'm recording, when I'm not. Oh, he loves it. He pretends he doesn't, but he loves it. Have we introduced ourselves properly in these yet?
Well, you've managed to describe my face.
Yeah.
So, as far as an introduction, that's pretty well.
At the beginning, they have no idea what my face looks like because Ben refused to describe it.
Yeah, because I don't think that we should be describing each other.
That's where you and me differ.
Yeah, and that's what makes this combination great.
Exactly. If you haven't listened to the other ones, my name's Matt and this is Ben.
As you probably guessed from the title.
Yeah.
Matt and Ben.
Yeah, but they might be confused which one's who.
Okay, well, Matt's the one who's usually talking.
The loud one, yeah. The annoying one, perhaps.
Perhaps, I don't know. I don't find you annoying, so.
Oh, see, I was waiting for something like that.
You were waiting for a small jibe at you, because that's the sort of thing I do.
Yeah, well, thanks for not.
I could have just casually agreed with you. Yeah, you're annoying.
You probably could have, and that would enhance our on-air relationship, which is probably bigging it up a little bit too much.
Because we're not on air.
Well, no, we're not live at all, and nobody's listens. So
no one is going to hear this.
Well, a few loyal listeners, we love you. We love you, but do spread the word.
Yeah, yeah, please. Yeah, get more. Not just this. You know, can't be just you.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever you might. You are. We don't know who you are.
You might like it, but don't keep it to yourself. I know it's the best thing in your life. But share the love, kids. We're going to talk about Ofcom in this one. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It was slick, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Ofcom because it was one of the topics that came up at the beginning of the night. And, I mean, I don't know if I like them or not. Are they needed? Are they not needed?
They probably are, to be fair. I mean, you know. You have to sort of control roughly what's going on because people get offended nowadays by various things.
Well, it's true, but these things that we do on the internet, they're not regulated at all,
no.
Really.
So if you want to complain about Ofcom and you don't know who to go to, because who do you complain to about Ofcom?
Us. You complain to us?
You complain to us and then we will just continually have a go at them.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll receive literally nothing, but
we have no power.
Yeah, we'll get nothing done, but we could at least spread your word over the internet.
You'll get your voice heard. That's all that matters.
By all of three people.
Exactly. We'll start little. We'll work our way up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a good thing that there's no regulations on these things because it's a freedom of speech thing. But then also. On the radio, I mean, people have common sense and stuff, and maybe they should say things that they perhaps shouldn't, and people get a bit annoyed and people don't, and I don't know. Things have got quite stringent, you know, and maybe things should be a bit more relaxed.
Maybe they should, yes. We're flying the flag for
freedom of
relaxation.
Speech.
Yeah. Freedom of speech, that's a better term.
Freedom of speech and making crappy audio products.
Yeah. But at least we can say whatever we want.
Exactly, yeah. The thing is, the only way you could get in trouble in one of these is if you said something outrageous.
Yeah, like a proper prejudice against a particular group of people.
No, you could even do that, I think.
You?
It's only if it's... Deeply illegal. But I almost see that as a challenge now.
You're going to see how illegal you can go before it becomes deeply illegal.
Yeah. How far can we go without Audioboo blocking one of these things? Or iTunes as well. Because we're on iTunes now, by the way.
Yeah, good.
If you're listening on Audioboo, listen on iTunes.
If you're listening on iTunes, then you're already there, so...
Why not listen to Audioboo as well?
Yeah, we need to boost Audioboo up a bit.
Exactly.
Because they're not doing as well as we'd hope.
Well, they're doing all right, but we want to give them a bit of a push.
Yeah, good.
We love Audioboo.
Yeah, because without them, these wouldn't exist.
Exactly.
So blame Audioboo if you hate these things.